Most seniors are student athletes, so many took on some form of Little League coaching for their community project. A pair of boys coached youth basketball for Parks and Rec. Kellen Eagle was responsible for a group of 9 kids, ages 8 to 10.
Every time they were out there, they had fun, no matter whether they were sitting on the bench supporting their teammates, out there playing, in practice, even when they were running because I had to punish them. They were having fun. I learned a lot of ways to teach kids who don't want to pay attention things they need to learn. So
Riley Blatchley was his partner. He said he had a new perspective on his own coach for his last year in high school basketball.
I had a lot more respect for my coach after doing this. After juggling with playing time and trying to make up plays while still working on the basics, once I got into season a couple months later, it was definitely, I had a new respect for my coach and how he organized it.
A pair of girls made a box maze. I asked Abby Gerald, what exactly is a box maze?
Just a maze that you can crawl through made out of cardboard boxes. And it's pitch black in there, so you have to try to find your way and crawl around to get to the end.
Fair enough. I don't know what else I was expecting. The girl said the box maze is something the students try to do every year just for the fun of it. Abby Armstrong says 171 participants circumvented the maze.
I just love watching the kids start. They'll go in there and about 5 minutes later, they'll come out the other side. They're so pumped that they got through and they're like psyched to get back in the line and just go through it again and again and again.
One senior did some light custodial work. He scraped off gum from under tables in the school.
At the least to say this project was gross would be the best word to describe it.
That's Anthony Messenger.
Unnecessary fact, but it mostly smelled like mint, so that shows that people love mint more than anything else, or that mint is just too strong of a smell.
Now, back to academics, specifically biology. Senior Elizabeth Johnson learned some things about Alaska's amphibians.
Your wood frogs, they spend a lot of time up north, like in the Arctic Circle, and so they can hibernate and slow down their heart rate and their blood flow and stay... They can sleep. They can hibernate like bears. And I think that's really cool for something that's like the size of my fingernail to hibernate all winter long in the Arctic Circle. I definitely couldn't do that.
Johnson spent some time up the Stikine River looking for frogs, toads, and salamanders.
Even though I grew up here all my life and I spent 18 years here, I learned that there's a lot of different types of frogs and amphibians out there that I didn't think were.
She and other Southeast students accompanied researcher Josh Rehm, whom has spent years documenting amphibians near Wrangell, and his findings will soon be published in the journal The Northwest Naturalist. Johnson says she has an interest in science, but now understands a biologist's work isn't spent just in nature.
It was definitely fun, but I think that a lot of that was field work, and I think he does also a lot of paperwork.
Johnson says she's going to college in Juneau. She's got no major or career in mind, but she does plan on studying abroad. Wrangell's senior graduation is May 17th. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.